Claudia Jordan, you are always ready for everything and anything. And especially now, I mean anything, because watching you in Deal or No Deal Island, you're in a lot of situations I never thought I would see Claudia Jordan in.
Oh, same. I never thought I'd be in knee-deep mud with centipedes and, like, there's scorpions literally where we have to go to the bathroom. Okay.
Because when I picture you, I'm picturing you like this, the diamonds, the jewels, the lovely outfit.
Yes.
Was there any part of you, because, of course, Deal or No Deal has meant so much to you for mm-hmm. so long, when you got the call about the show, was there any part of you that's like, I can't do that?
Yeah, when they said, they were really kind of secretive about exactly what it was because they had to. You know what I mean? You can't have everybody kind of like running their mouth about what the show is about. So they were kind of vague. They just said you had to be in really good shape. You had to take a swim test. And, you know, they had to really know that you would be able to be physically fit for this. So I'm thinking, I knew there was going to be some challenges. But day one, to be in a mud pit, I didn't know that we'd come out the gate that hot. And I was like, if this is day one, what's day two and day three gonna give? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh my God, what about day eight or challenge eight? No. You know? So it was really hard. It was not easy.
And also, I mean, I don't know if you, because we were talking before we started, when I first saw the prize money of $200 million, I thought a decimal was undecimal.
Right, you would think.
Did you, when you saw that, did you believe it at first? Or you're like, oh my God, this is the possibility?
Well, yeah, I mean, the way they presented the show was it's the most money ever offered on a game show. So I knew the stakes were going to be high, but I didn't know they were going to be that high. Mm-hmm. Because on Deal or No Deal, I think the highest case I ever saw was maybe $3 million, I think. So to go from that to, I mean, you're going to see a case that's like millions of dollars. You're going to see a nine-figure case, I think. Yeah, there's some pretty high cases that come out.
And I feel like it's such the crazy thing because when people think of, like, reality competition shows, they think, oh, all the drama's on, like, the unscripted series that are not like that. But when you have money like that on the line, I feel that's when the most drama can actually happen.
Well, you have people that really need this money. And, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't need that money? But you have people that want the money and they have people that really need it. And they put, like, everything on this. You know what I mean? Like, if this opportunity didn't come along, I don't know how I would pay for X, Y, and Z. So you have to really, and that's no shade because a lot of people in America are in that same position, especially now. People really need a break. So when this comes along and you see, like, this can be life-changing money or just money to just get you right, just even. I mean, people, it kind of brings out the talons, though, because what would you be willing to do, my friend, for $200 million? What would you be willing to do for $5
million?
Are you stabbing in the back? Are you betraying people?
For free.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get to. Most people do for free. So imagine millions of dollars on the line. You're not attached to these people. You don't know them. So you can. It kind of gives you the freedom and the backing and the okay to do some grimy stuff.
And especially grimy when if you're like submerged in mud, you're like, we're already physically grimy.
So
why
I'm
not
a,
be a little personally grimy?
So you don't know what you're gonna do until you're put in that position.
Yeah.
You know?
And speaking of fun positions to be put in.
Oh, what's your favorite position? Page Six. Y'all be getting me on Page Six. I'm going to get you on Page Six.
I don't think my boss wants to know my favorite position.
I do, though. What is it?
I'm just so lazy.
Oh,
my
you're lazy.
It's just online shopping and
me too. I always say I'm too lazy to be a whore and I'd be so much further along. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to throw your interview off.
You are doing everything. No, but my favorite position, honestly, is swiping a credit card and I buy something new, which is so much fun, which is I was going to ask you.
Mine is CEO.
See, I'm bad at Excel sheets. That's why I'm not Claudia Jordan. I don't know how to do any of that. But say you win this $200 million.
Yeah.
Because we don't know who wins yet.
Right.
What are you, besides like the whole like house, retirement, what's the splurge? What is the splurge you're going to be splurging on? Because I know you, I feel like you have a list of things. You're like, not if I buy, when I buy. So what's one of those things on that list?
I have most of the things that I want in my life.
Okay.
But I will, physical things, material things. But there's, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I want to save the world. And so I know I can't save the world, but I can save the people that I know need some help. So I want to share something with you, and this is kind of like an exclusive. I think I may have mentioned it in one magazine interview. There was a model on Deal or No Deal. Her name was Sonia Vera. I believe she was model 25, and she was a beautiful swimsuit model. She had her own line. She's a former Miss Venezuela. She had this weird health issue that happened that she woke up one day paralyzed. She lives in New York City, and she can't walk. She's been in a wheelchair for many, many years. The treatments that she has to get are, like, all kind of experimental. They don't really be covered by insurance. And I am really good friends with her. Like, I love her. Her birthday is this week. I would love to be able to, like, take care of everything to kind of, like, get her the therapy she needs. It's not, like, you'll never ever walk again. It's you need the therapy to build your strength back up. And I really want to get her story out there. Sonia Vera, please look her up. Please help her out. If there's any way, any doctors want to like help give her like physical therapy, she was doing it. And then the person that was taking care of it stopped really funding it. So she's kind of just out there. Oh. So I remember this woman just being like, just so beautiful and just so happy. And now just some weird issue. So she had a weird reaction to some medication.
Yeah.
And she woke up. Imagine how your life would be changed. So yeah, I can buy another car. I can buy diamonds. I can do all that kind of stuff. But at this age, I'm in a different place where like I get satisfaction out of like making life easier for like other people that need it, honestly. Like that's the real me who I really am that doesn't really get out that much about me.
I love that. And yeah. I love because it is such a hard thing, just medical costs for everybody. It's why so many people don't even get help sometimes because they can't afford to.
Well, America got to get it together. And that's a whole nother interview. Like why are we still paying so much more than everybody else for like simple things? And this is a friend that, you know, we all saw her on Deal or No Deal holding that case and being gorgeous. And then when she needs help, like who's there to help her? So I want to do it.
That is so
I want to do it.
Yeah, I love that. And when did, because you said that not a lot of people see this side of you. Have you always kind of been this person just behind the scenes? And yeah.
It's not something that gets publicized. You know what I mean? Like if I stand next to some married actor or an athlete, they're going to run with the rumor that we're together and it's not true. If I go give prom dresses to young girls, which I'm doing that in Texas right now, we have two high schools we're looking out for, or if I go pass out sleeping bags in Dallas, nobody's going to make a story about that because guess what? Yawn. But let it be like celebrity adjacent. Like we have an appetite for the negative or for salacious things. We don't have an appetite for goodness. And I hope we can get to a point where we start, like, why don't we publicize these kind of stories? Why don't we? And I want to take this moment here with Page Six to kind of like maybe influence people to kind of like think a little bit differently. You know, I mean, I could be shady too.
Oh.
We have time for that too.
But
like, I just feel
the
like
balance.
It should be more about balance.
Because I feel so many people, it's just like when they can put you in a box or in the box where it's like, oh, the shady person never cares about anything good, vice versa. Because there's even really, there's a lot of saints that walk around that are shady too. So there's the...
First of all, some people be the most shady that can quote the Bible. Okay.
Yes.
And then the heathens like me that be at the casinos till 4 o'clock in the morning, we have the biggest hearts. Like you can't keep looking. People are not just one box.
Yes.
There's several boxes.
Well, and I feel like, I was going to say, you do check a lot of boxes.
I try.
Because you have like 5,000 jobs as well.
I do.
Which I love, I feel like you...
Because I'm not Meghan Markle. I didn't marry someone rich. I have to work hard. None of my friends, who's the camera? I need y'all to do better if you're going to hook me up on a blind date. Can you make my life easier? Because I'm tired of working all these 5,000 jobs. I'm tired.
Because one of my favorite, I don't even know, because I think you've taken like 75 flights in the past week. I was looking at your Instagram story, and you were doing like a Zoom interview from an airport. And I was like, that is the definite, Claudia Jordan hustles. Like,
I was doing College Hill for BET. And so that was 30 days in the house with other celebrities. And that comes out in June. Hopefully I'll be back to talk about that.
Wow.
And while I was doing that show, 30 days, also filming, it's 24 hours. They have access to you. There's cameras everywhere. I also did my talk show that I do, TGIF on Foxo, 5 days a week live, and then a pre-tape on Thursday. So I was doing 6 shows a week, full load of classes, and then press for this, and just making it happen.
What is the coffee order? Or what is the tequila? What is the drink you have after
all that? Vodka and Red Bull.
That's a good classic.
Yeah.
When I do love, because TGIF.
Do you watch it ever?
Yes.
It's Hot Topics.
And I get in, you guys have a lot. I find it's very unfiltered.
It's unfiltered. You know, being on a streaming platform, we're not like governed by the same kind of like, we can't, like radio and TV, you can't really say certain words. We can say anything on that show and I love it. And it's a show that I created and I casted it. I brought it to the network. So I have a feature, like I want to be an EP. I want to be a showrunner. I have like 5 other shows that I'm working on that I will be pitching to different entities. So y'all can holler at me if you want some hits. Because TGIF is the number one show on Fox Soul and it's going on 4 seasons.
I love. And also because I don't have that much time with you. So I combined some of your passions with a little game I want to play for you.
Oh, let's do it.
Can you deal or not deal with some pop culture topics
talked
about on TGIF. So
can't
even act like, I don't know.
Here we go.
I don't know about that.
This is when I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, the first one. Because Nicki Minaj just started Gag City, her tour.
Yes.
Are you excited? Can you deal? Are you excited for a Nicki Minaj tour season after some of the past few months that she's been having?
I've seen clips from her shows, and, you know, she's got a lot of criticism for, like, her, like, lackluster performances.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. You got to give credit where credit is due. She has stepped up her game, and she is doing, like, from what I've seen, it looks like she is really coming to play. She's really, like... taking it seriously. She's performing. She's dancing. She has choreography. I think she looks great.
Yeah, I was going to say, she looks amazing. And it's been because a lot of course, people have been seeing stuff from the past few years of her. It seems kind of like night and day.
Which yeah, like she upped the ante on everybody. She's not playing with the girls.
No. And have you listened to Cardi B's new freestyle?
Yes.
Can you deal or no deal?
I love Cardi B. Okay. I love her personality so much. She actually sent me a DM one time on Instagram, and I saved it because I'm a huge Cardi fan.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She's so fun.
She's so fun. And also, I mean, you guys both have, like, the reality TV chops into, like, the media world and every other avenue, too, and everything.
Yeah, but she
like
makes
that.
Slightly more money than me. Slightly. Just a little bit. A few more zeros.
Just a little bit. A little bit. I mean, you had an entire... Fox will clip this off to be its own little segment on the YouTube Porsche's divorce.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had a lot of thoughts and theories.
Well, I mean, I called a lot of this stuff a long time ago, and people think it's hating. It's like I'm just very perceptive, and I, you know, for my job, like what you have to do, we have to read people's body language. Like, are you telling me the truth? I think there's more to this. Let me go dig deeper. So a lot of times I call things out and I see things a lot sooner, and people think it's like a negative or you're just like, you're jealous, you're obsessed. It's not the case. I think she's a hilarious person. I'm glad she's coming back to Housewives.
Oh my God.
I think she belongs on television. I also think NeNe belongs on television. I think they're both really entertaining. But when you get back in that position, you cannot fumble the bag. You have to, like, think about, like, how you're treating people, like, how you're coming off. You know, you got to be nice to your glam team. You got to be nice to your producers. You can't get where your head is bigger than the show. And I think, and that's just not reserved for them. That's for a lot of people in the business. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to spend 12 hours on set with someone unless it's going to be a fun experience.
Yeah.
And those, I'm glad that Porsche's coming back to house. I think she's great television.
Well, because you even were saying on a TGIF that you're like, none of this is about Porsche, what I'm saying. It's about Simon. Because you, when she left, you, I think you even were like, you're fumbling, girl. Like, why are you doing this? Like, stick with your money.
Yeah. Because, she had Dish Nation. She had Housewives. Yeah. And she was a fan favorite. So you cannot quit your job for some dude until you know for real, where that money's really coming from. Because anyone can set up a DBA and be like, I have a petroleum company. Do you really? Sir, where is that oil and gas? Where is it? And I think Porsche is the rich one of them two. I really do. Sorry, Simon. I just heard that. That's not even your real last name. It's not even Gabadia. That's some tea for you. Go to investigate that, Page Six. Oh, but it's not hate towards Porsche.
No.
I don't blame her for thinking she found her Prince Charming. We all want that. And she looked really happy. I ain't gonna lie, she looked really happy.
It's interesting. A lot of Housewives fans are kind of looking at her and Kenya, who were like kind of they never really got along that much, having similar journeys in the fact that they thought they found their Prince Charming. They had their kid who they love more than their entire world. And it's like the truth behind the guys. And we were even talking before about how dating is just so hard. Do you have advice for her to date? Like, or I guess any advice for Porsche to date or get through this divorce? What's happening?
Porsche, you are the prize. Do not marry anybody else. Like, you can date. There's nothing wrong with dating. Because now there's a lot of male predators that are out there, like, preying on successful women that they know want the fairy tale. And protect your assets. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't leave a good paying job because you think you found, like, your Prince Charming, because it's very far and few in between. And for Kenya and Porsche, you both have a lot going on. So when you have, when you're successful, you're wealthy, and people know you want love like that, you become a target.
Yeah.
You know? And then you got to watch for these boys that are out here trying to get on television and trying to use you. Like, they want that clout.
It's like the Tinder swindler, but... for reality TV stars too. Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of them, and those aren't the only ones. There's a whole bunch of them. We've all been victim to it at least once, you know, because a lot of times these men study you, and they're watching. They know what to tell you. Like on Something About Mary, when she's like, "Oh my God, I would love an architect," and then she meets a guy, and he's like, "I'm an architect," and and it's like he studied you to get in your good graces, to feel like you're bonding, but really, what is it?
It's like a trap, and then you're stuck. Yeah. I'm curious too. What have your thoughts been? Because from her journey from Atlanta to now, Phaedra has become like the internet's best friend and obsession. Do you think that is like worthy praise, or do you think people are like forgetting some things about Phaedra? Like, I was just always wondering what anybody who used to associate with her a little bit more thinks about that.
What do you think?
I asked you.
I know.
I don't know Phaedra
but
personally.
You know, you're trying to make me go viral because you know I can't bite my tongue, and I'm really trying right now to not go there with her.
Okay. Why?
I think she's great television.
Okay.
I think she's very smart. I wouldn't want her as my lawyer because Bobby Brown said every time I went to court and Phaedra's my lawyer, I lost. I ended up in jail. That's his words. That's not me. And you know it. So you try to make me be shady. You know I can't help it. I have Tourette's almost. I'm Tourette-ish. I've been hearing about her doing really well on The Traitor. I think that's, you know,
pressure. Which you need to be on, too.
I think my agent has thrown my name into the hat for that. Yeah.
But I mean,
wait, do you feel like I'm a traitor?
No, they have faith.
I kind of feel like you just came for me a little bit.
I know.
Are you saying I give traitor vibes that I'm not, like,
I'm
a solid person?
When there's maybe a check at the end and some fun times and some people that you want to betray.
Oh, yeah.
Because what if you're on there with some people that you don't like and you're like, this has been my moment?
Oh, yeah, that could happen, yeah. No, that would be a fun show to be on.
Wait, so you think Phaedra's a perfect traitor then? Because she was cast on it.
I don't know. Ask Apollo what he thinks.
Who, I think, didn't he say he's going to the reunion for Married to Medicine?
Is he really?
I saw that on Twitter. I need to double check that, but that would be very...
Yeah. That is an interesting dynamic, you know, with their whole relationship.
Yeah.
Did he just get caught with something too? Did something happen with him? You know, you paid six. You trying to act like y'all know him. Have me in the hot seat on social media all week. And me get
dragged. We're together. We're boiling points together.
I want people to know, it's so easy to get caught up when you talk about other people.
I know.
And then they clip the one part and then it's like, she's hating on this person. But like, we're having a fun
interview. We're having fun. And also, it's just like food for thought.
Sure it is.
It's just, you know.
Now, when I start getting dragged on social media, I'm going to tag you and all of it.
Well, and then we'll hopefully get $200 million together. And
okay.
Run off.
We're okay with that.
We can be Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and Calabasas or wherever they are. And the final thing, because I know you also did talk about this on TJF, and a lot of people have been talking about it online. What are your thoughts overall with the Wendy Williams documentary going on? Because a lot of people were excited. I mean, I had a mixed feeling going into it because I was just really excited to hear from her just because we haven't in a minute.
Yeah.
But then kind of after watching it and seeing the people around her, what was your kind of takeaway?
I haven't been able to watch it yet. I've just seen the clips. But at first I thought she was in on it. So I was like, okay, it's maybe good to get her story out because maybe the conservatorship is like really not beneficial for her, which a lot of times they're not.
No.
But after seeing some clips, it's clear that I don't think she even knew she was filming a documentary. And the Wendy Williams that I knew, I've done her show and I've interviewed her on my show, I don't think she wanted to be seen like that without her wig and just looking really vulnerable. And this woman, I mean, clearly she has dementia, which is so sad. And I hope it's not people around her using her and exploiting her, but we see this story happen a lot. You know, we've seen this story before.
That's kind of been the fear, I know, for a few years. Just seeing her before the documentary, just kind of around and everything, people kind of worrying. It's like, who's checking on her with like the whole Wells Fargo stuff and everything, where you just kind of want to be like, just everyone just hopes she's okay. Which...
I want to say this, though. I think people have been really harsh on Wendy after the fact, like, oh, it's her karma for talking about celebrities. The people in the comments are far more cruel than anything that Wendy Williams has ever said.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to remember that when you're wishing bad on someone else like Wendy Williams, think of the stuff that you've said in the comments, not you, but people in the comments that's been wicked. And y'all were all here for it when she was giving tea every single week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every single day, people were here for her show. And now to be like, oh, this is somehow her karma. I think that's a really evil thing to say. No one deserves to be in that position that Wendy's in. Can't access her money, losing her mind and the health conditions with her feet and everything.
Yeah.
And to see people like laughing at her misfortune, be careful who you laugh at when they're down and out because you could be next.
Mm-hmm. And also to think too, she was doing her job versus people just commenting for free.
Yeah, she was getting paid millions to do that. How much are you getting in those goddamn comments?
Yeah.
How much are you getting in the comments, homegirl from Akron, Ohio, that's talking trash about Wendy Williams doing her job and you're happy to see this woman suffering like this? I just feel like people have just become so mean.
It's really...
There's a difference between playful shade for entertainment and just being cruel.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And a final question before I let you go. I don't know if this would be a spoiler or not, so you don't have to answer if you don't want to, because we've already seen some crazy situations on Deal or No Deal Island. What is something you never want to do again in terms of, like, because I mean, bugs, nature, everything. What is something you were like, you know what, I did that once. I never want to see XYZ again.
I never want to have to worry about when I go use the bathroom if there's a scorpion under the toilet seat or a snake. I can pass on that. I can go the rest of my life not having to kill a scorpion in a porta potty and, you know, making sure the coast is clear before I go. Because that's something that my bougie self is not cool with. That was not fun. But I did see baby turtles hatch one night and, like, run into the ocean. That was one of the most amazing experiences.
Okay, so there's some... You were kind of just, like, having a nature documentary.
I mean, yep, okay. Scorpion bite my butt, but then I got to see baby turtles.
I love it. Thank you.
Balance. Once again, this whole interview is about balance.
I love it. And if anyone can do balance, it's you, because you balance 7,000 things at once.
Until I find a prince.
Yes.
So if you know one.
If I know when I'm going to be occupied.
We can share at this
point. Okay, there we go. Yeah, because we're both tired. Yeah.
And I'm 50. Like, the Kelly Blue Book value in me is kind of low. So I'll share. I can't be as demanding as in my 20s. I fumbled those years. I should have better management.
I love it. Thank you so much, Claudia.
Thank you.